I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hezbollah's challenge for power in Lebanon has failed. The March 14 Coalition, a U.S.-backed group, retained its hold on the government. Sat-7 is a Christian satellite television ministry for the Middle East and North Africa. Sat-7's David Harder says
that coalition, led by Prime Minister Hariri, has a more Western outlook and has been supported by the majority of Christians within the country. That party has been the one that has been more Western-looking, and I think most of the Christian community is pleased that this is the way it's gone.
As for ministry, Harder urges continued prayer. Next, India's president has announced plans to make the country slum-free in 5 years. Worldwide Christian Schools' Gypsy Meadow says life for the poor has no security. For children, that obviously creates a lot of problems. They hope their slum school project will raise $1 million to help 3 schools in India's slums.
We want to help them establish permanent facilities and develop a group of supporters around them that would sponsor each child so that that child can have a guaranteed education all the way through graduation.
You can join a Facebook group to support the slum school project. And finally, Every Orphan's Hope is helping HIV/AIDS orphans in Zambia through their Africa Trek Outfitters program. Africa Trek helps local churches send people to the front lines of missions by serving at their Camp Hope for HIV/AIDS orphans. Camp Hope shares the truth, faith, hope, and love of Christ with these kids at only $25 a child. If you would like to travel to Zambia and help with Camp Hope, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's making available the DVD, A Child's Voice, a One Hope production. It's the story of a young man in Ghana who was miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.